维克多·雨果写《悲惨世界》，开篇就丢给你一个让人喘不过气的问题。
Why ki duo yu duo zai bei kin chi jai kai piren du du jay nai yi di rang rang chu and boo yu o kai de wen tai.
冉阿让，一个老实本分的底层工人。
A simple and honest worker.
为了姐姐那七个快要饿死的孩子，去偷了一块面包。
I stole a piece of bread from my sisters, seven starving children.
就一块面包。
About a loaf of bread.
五年苦役。
5 years of imprisonment.
他跑了四次。
He ran 4 times.
没跑成。刑期。
Did not run sentence.
从五年加到了十九年。
From 5 to 19 years old.
漫长的十九年里
，In the long 19 years，
他睡木板，做苦力，像牲口一样活着。
The children of Millie lived like animals。
心里那颗善良的种子
，A kind seed in my heart，
被监狱的残酷
，The cruelty of prison，
一寸一寸地冻住了。
Inch by inch it froze。
出狱那天
，On the day he was released。
他满怀对这个世界的恨，打算报复。
He was full of hatred for the world and planned to retaliate.
可是他推开了迪涅城一间小房子的门，里面住着一位叫米利埃的主教。
But he pushed open the door of a small room in Dean, where a priest named Miller lived.
这位主教穷得只剩下几件银器。
This bishop only had a few silver utensils left.
却用一顿晚饭和一碗安稳的床铺接待了这个通缉犯。
However, this fugitive was greeted with a dinner and a comfortable bed.
半夜，冉阿让偷了银器跑了。
At midnight, Ran Aaron stole silverware and ran away.
警察把他抓回来。
The police brought him back.
准备送他进大牢。
Prepare to send him to prison.
结果呢？主教笑着迎上去。
The result, the priest smiled and approached.
说，我的兄弟。
Tell my brother.
你怎么忘了把那对银烛台也带走呢
？Where did you forget to take the pair of silver candlesticks?
这也是我送给你的。
This is also a gift for you.
这是他仅剩的财产。
This is his only remaining property.
那一刻
，At that moment，
冉阿让的心被一种他从未见过的、完全陌生的力量击穿了。这力量
，UNA's heart was struck by a completely unfamiliar force，
叫博爱。这个主教
，All this priest，
他再也没有在故事里正面出现过。
He never appeared in the story again。
但我跟你说
，But I tell you。
他从此附在了冉阿让的骨头里。
He attached himself to Yuan Yan's bones.
后来冉阿让改名马德兰，发明新工艺，办工厂。
Later, UNA Lion changed his name to Medlin, invented a new process, and established a factory.
建医院，修学校。
Build hospitals and schools.
当市长。
As a mayor,
他活成了一个圣人。
He became a saint.
您看，雨果在这里讲了一个很决绝的对照。
You can see that Hugo made a very decisive contrast here.
米利埃主教，一个善的化身，消失了。
The good bishop, Mr. Miller, has disappeared.
冉阿让，一个被社会判了死刑的恶人。
UNA, a man who was sentenced to death by society.
却活了。
But he lived.
他们俩在那一刻被一种叫恩典的东西焊在了一起。
They were welded together by something called grace at that moment.
这让我觉得善这种东西它不是声音，是一种回响。
This makes me feel that goodness is not a sound, but a reflection.
他从一个灵魂撞到另一个灵魂
He bumped into another soul
然后一直往下
and continue to pass it down.
传，当然，你可能会问，一个恶人真的能被感化吗？
Of course, you might ask if a villain can really be redeemed.
咱们生活里见多了。
We often see in our daily lives.
不知好歹的人，对他好。
People who are bad-tempered and ill-mannered.
他还咬你一口。莫泊桑的羊脂球里，一马车的人吸干了他的善意。
He bit you once. Mofos, the man in the car, sucked away his goodwill.
最后连一口吃的都不分给他。
He didn't get a single bite to eat.
但这里面有一个很关键的区别。
But there is a very important difference here.
我觉得咱们一定要分清楚。
I think we need to make it clear.
有一种人是真心为恶，骨子里坏。
But one person is truly evil with a bad heart.
还有另一种人，他是被逼出来的恶。
There is another person who is a victim of evil.
他本来只是个有道德瑕疵的人。
He was originally just a person with moral flaws.
其实就是你我这样的普通人。
Actually, I'm just like you, an ordinary person.
我们每个人都说自己是好人。
We all say we are good people.
那是因为还没达到我们作恶的熔点。
That's because we haven't reached our evil melting point yet.
什么是熔点？
What is the melting point?
经济学里有个词叫边际，说人没有正直。
In economics, there is a term called marginal utility theory, which states that people are not rational.
这种固定属性。
This fixed attribute.
只有熔点，给你一千块。
Only a thousand yuan can give you a melting point.
让你吐口痰。
Make you cough.
你吐不吐？
Will you vomit?
给你一千万呢？
Here's $1,000,000.
这座山压下来的时候，
When the mountain collapsed,
你能不能还站得直？
Can you stand up straight?
这才是定义你的那一刻。
This is the moment that defines you.
这就回到王阳明说的无善无恶心之体。
This brings us back to Wang Yangming's concept of having no good or bad feelings.
有善有恶一直动。
There are both good and evil intentions.
人并不是天生善恶。
Not inherently good or evil.
而是你一动念，一抉择。
But you make a decision.
一行动。
One action.
善恶才开始在你身上凝结显形。
The good and the bad are beginning to crystallize in you.
然而让后来的一生就是被主教那个瞬间的选择所定义。
However, the rest of my life was defined by that single choice made by the teacher.
然后他又用千百次选择去重新定义别人的一生。
Then he repeatedly redefined others' lives through countless choices.
他就方听，那个被逼到卖头发、卖牙齿。
He listened to the story of the woman who was forced to sell her hair and teeth.
沦落为娼的可怜女人。
Poor woman who has fallen into prostitution.
她从德纳蒂夫妇的火坑里抢出小科赛。
He rescued little Kasai from the fire of the Dinarki family.
特，把她带到巴黎，藏在修道院里。
He took him to Paris and hid him in a monastery.
护着他干干净净地长大。
Protect him to grow up cleanly.
他在街垒站里。
He was standing in the street.
明明可以一枪崩了。
Instead of taking a shot.
追捕他半辈子的警长。
The police officer who chased him for half his life.
贾维却把绳子割开。
However, Jive cut the rope.
放他走了。
Let him go.
你看贾维这个人。
Look at Gier.
他是全书里最震撼的队长。
He is the most shocking captain in the book.
一个一辈子。
A lifetime.
相信罪人永远是罪人的法律机器。
I believe that the law of the people is always the law of the people.
最后被一个罪人的宽恕逼得自己跳了。
Finally, he was forced to jump to his death by the forgiveness of the perpetrator.
塞纳河，他的世界崩塌了。
Same river, his world collapsed.
因为他发现法律之上还有一种更古老。
Because he discovered that there was a more ancient,
更不讲道理的东西，叫慈悲。
Anything that is unreasonable is called compassion.
这让我想起雨果自己说过的一句话，说这
This reminds me of something that Hugo said himself.
这本书的核心意向就是从恶到善。
The core intention of this book is to go from evil to good.
从黑暗到黎明，读悲惨世界。
From darkness to dawn, read less miserables.
你就像陪着冉阿。
You are like accompanying Rene.
让在巴黎那条最肮脏
Let the filthiest street in Paris
最黑暗的下水道里走
Walking in the darkest sewers
周围是泥泞和恶臭
Surrounded by mud and stench
你几乎绝望了
You are almost desperate
然后远处出现了一个针孔大的光点
Then a large light appeared in the distance
那个光点就是一个人在世人的冷眼和命运的重压之下。
That spotlight is a person under the cold gaze of the world and the pressure of fate.
用尽全身力气。
Use all your strength.
为自己和别人凿出来的出口。
Carve an exit for yourself and others.
今天我们聊了冉阿让的自我救赎以及主教给他那一推的力量。
Today, we talked about Ryland's self-redemption and the power that the priest gave him.
这其实才拉开帷幕的一角。
This is just the beginning.
书中顺着冉阿让的逃亡和守护。
Following the escape and protection of Yuan Yan.
还有很多。
There are still many.
他作为市长时关于司法制度的深刻思辨。
As the mayor, he had profound insights into the judicial system.
以及他如何把自己的人生连根拔起，去。
And how he managed to uproot his entire life.
守护一个毫不相干的孤女的心路。
Protect the heart of an orphan girl who is unrelated to you.
那些章节里藏着一个更为复杂。
Those chapters contain a more complex.
更血淋淋地剖开自己灵魂的冉阿。
More brutally, the soul of the demon.
让那份私密的自传式忏悔。
Let that intimate autobiographical confession.
会依然在等着你翻开下一页。
Still waiting for you to turn to the next page.